May the Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. Hey, Cameron, as I ate in Tumdudu, but my cocoa cacao, this looks more like me. And that's a mature haka crown, tea, but deny a yaka crown. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God so much for such a wonderful day. And I'm so happy because I have my besties here. Oh my God, this camera again. I know it's genius camera. Don't worry. I got you, my brother. I have my besties here. The wonderful students from college, Fia and the Fias. I have two Fias and Susie and Lois, and they are my heart. I love them so much. God bless you. I hope the finals was not too bad. I was burying you guys in prayer. I know it went well. They are future leaders, and we'll push you with prayer. Hallelujah. Ebusia de radia sibium ewonye waya mayeng any di obeya may me pamucho mama ye mom paye. Ancient words that are true. Ancient words that are ever changing us. It is changing you, changing me. We have come with our open arms. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open arms. Oh, let ancient words impart. Oh, ancient words ever true is world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. They are words of life, they are words of hope. They give us strength and help us cope. In this world where we roam, ancient words will guide us through. Ancient words will guide us home. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise, O God, for all that you have done, all that you continue to do for us, O God. We commit ourselves, O God, unto your hands, O God, as a church, as individuals, O God. As those that you have called, O God, to proclaim your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God. I commit myself unto your hands, O Lord. I am an empty vessel, O Lord. Speak through me to your children, O God. Charge your children, O Lord, to do your work in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to listen to, O God, everything that you have asked us to do. And give us the strength, as the song says, the ancient words, gives us the strength to go out there and speak your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Let the authority of God reign. Hallelujah. Amen. Abusia, ene asama onyankopon enam yempanyifo so dia dom yen tienka ho asem. Eya Christ, the light of the world, global mission, our responsibility. Global mission, our responsibility. Yesu Kristo anane yankania. Onene kania ye nam no so adikwa wiase
Nasi wiase nyina yanko wiase nyina ne yanko kana sempa no global mission ade ada ya koma so ade ada ya dwene mu ade a maye ye fili se ye ti ase ene se ye be ko erade ana se ye be ko wiase akoka erade asem the missing or something, or the thing that makes us feel alive is to go out there and preach the word of God. Hallelujah. So I ask myself, what is mission? Mission is a specific task according to the dictionary which a person or a group is charged with. It's a particular specific task with which a person or a group is tasked with. Certain people are tasked to do certain things, or a group of people are tasked to do something. They are tasked to do something. Yet the Bible says, that is the mission. In the Premier League, the players that are over there has a mission. The mission is to win the title. The mission is to play in the Champions League. The mission is to win something and make their fans happy. I know as I'm talking to you, some people are on their phones checking the Premier League because today is the last day. The Arsenal people and the Tottenham people, they're finding out whether Arsenal is going to play the Champions League next year or not. And Liverpool and Manchester City, who is going to win, because there's only 1 point between them. It is necessary. Say, I follow it. Hallelujah. And then 11 o'clock, your time, that's when they are playing the final one. I've not cast it for our phone to mute name, because I know a lot of people will be checking the scores, especially the Arsenal fans that I know. Hallelujah. Abusia, they have a mission. They have a task. The military has a mission. Their mission is to protect the people of the land. Their mission is to make sure that nothing happens, nothing bad happens to the people of the land. They do their mission through the air. They do their mission through the sea. They do their mission through the space. So everybody in this room has been tasked with a mission. When to me in casa would you obey we are say a radiant fabi bian to akuma so say would your brand never yes away. Some people have lost their mission to the extent that they are taking up the mission of the devil. Hallelujah. They are evil missions. A bonifuano so edi juma bi ashe in crophobian sa. With me, Frasuma, I see no catcher says, yes, says Abranti, when ye. That is an evil mission that will not end you right. There is an evil mission, say, yes, sir, Unipay Uber Sano, evil mission. And to one who saw Kodiato, no, says, yes, Mayor, Mijidi Samuel, who are dear, made the best sense Abranti, Sababa way, and it means Mayor, Miss Major. That is your mission, but that is an evil mission. But the mission that we're talking about, the mission that has eternal life, the mission that has good rewards, the mission that comes with blessings, the mission that comes with enlargement, the mission that will not disgrace you but lift you up before people is the mission of Christ. Hallelujah. The global mission. Hallelujah. Global mission. Global mission. Maybe I made a constitution by and the mission statement of the church, it tells us, so that we bring all in the world. We are suffering the power we are seeing now. Sir, you're more back on your me as a problem and my question is, are we doing that? Christ's method of ministry is and was a global mission foundation for church planting. Yesu Christo Osha ni mission ase no. Na djuma obeye e wo wiase. And it's in a bibia wakan wasi mi baji wiase wankase mbaji this particular group. Say Yesu Christo djuma obeye oye no. E ka se Galilee nkwa na beka nkaminu mienu nkiye wehe. If all that Jesus came to do had to stay in Galilee alone or in Jerusalem alone, then how many of us have been to Jerusalem? We wouldn't have received the word of God. I wouldn't have been here talking to you about the global mission. So the Lord whom we are serving, when he started his mission, his mind, his heart, his attitude was for it to go global. Hallelujah. Se wi asia fanenyina ebeden ebetenasem. That is why he said he is not coming back until the ends of the world have heard what? His word. Bible say Yesu beba no answer no beba no na wi asia fanenyina ayeden atenasem. Which means from the word go, Jesus had what? A global mission in his mind. That is why in Matthew chapter 28, he sent his disciples and said, go and preach the word of God. Go to the ends of the world and preach the word of God. And whoever believes, baptize him. The Great Commission is embodied in what? In a global missionary form. Hallelujah. And it be a yeshua or Bible mu. De yekika preaching yaya preaching. Ni nani se. Yemko viasi o yemko viasi. Na yemko yaden yemko kong nyamisem nyamiasem chiren crop four. Abusia yemumbu saying and aye yo. Are we doing that? How many of us have decided to take a plane and go to a country like India to go and just share the word of God? We be back in India. Now I just say, "Bribi fe 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 wo ho ya ko vacation wo ho ya we be twin the ya chako we be aha and you be save no ako India for vacation." But how many of us save to go there to do mission? I think last week or last 2 weeks, a friend of mine was being ordained as a pastor in a different church. So we went to support her. And I felt so ashamed when the pastor who was preaching said that, oh, they had to go to India to do mission. And he brought his whole family. He brought his wife and his children. They have to learn the language. They had to learn, learn how to eat their food. They had to learn how to mingle with them and all that kind of stuff. It was a tough situation. It wasn't, and as the man of God was speaking, he was crying because it was not an easy journey, but he was crying because he doesn't know how God took them through. He doesn't know how they were able to establish churches over there. Hallelujah. One of the people that went to India was Thomas. Thomas, after Jesus, he had an encounter with Jesus. Thomas ended up in India. As I'm talking to you right now, his church, the church that he established there is still there. It's St. Thomas Church in India. You can Google it and you see. It's still there. I was saying, what are we doing? James went to what? Britain. He was the one that brought the word of God to Britain. Some people went to Spain. Some people went everywhere. When you do church history, it tells you about some of our church fathers that went all the way to Egypt, that went all the way to Libya, spreading the word of God. What are we doing now? What's happening? Sorry, hallelujah. People suffered for us. People suffered for the word of God. People suffered. Remember, bro? I'm a for a brat. I do yesu. Yenyo bi a yesu yenyo. And I had a gun of phone you ho. And ti yen ti min kotia sorry. Oh, I had the ass a gun of four doors. The Bible is telling us to go global mission. Global mission does not consider cultural differences. Would the any say would in yam ya sem no kwa said ye beya and yam kunkro betrach rasem no mama on wabaya. There is one Presbyterian song that I think I've spoken here before. And you may yare to obi wu anaya to masasi ha meha masasi meha baby. Minifi Pabi wa ohaoni amane. That man that wrote that song, the meaning of that song was that he had to walk from Ekuapim to the north to preach the word of God. No call nothing region, no call yari, eh? Na yari animu and yasi. Only because, as if he had not suffered enough, walking from Ekuapim to the north. Abusia, and I mean, Village. Na yanko kanya mi asam kurana. Abusia we drew downtown wana. We tianya yosha no biani obefa uba. Hallelujah. As if he had not suffered enough. And it yad netu apatasu. They put him they did something like I don't know, apata krana brof didn't say. Hallelujah. And they put him on top of it so that birds will eat him live till he dies because of the sickness that he had. Now sickness ni nyina so nya bibia sem se na chicken pox so se why pox ibi. Abusia. Only because he wanted to preach the word of God. And here we are. The only time we remember that man is when somebody is dead and we have to sing that song. We don't remember him. We don't remember him by the work he did. We don't remember him by how far he walked. We don't remember him by the suffering that he suffered. There was no food. Remember the missionaries that came to Ghana to bring us the word of God. Most of them died. You know about that man that had to live in the house of a fetish priest. Ah, Odaya Yakuma, Yadema Bosom, and Ubin Wodie. Said the Bayam, no, me, no. The Bayan Yamiasum, no. He suffered. Global mission means you stand with us. You don't stay somewhere and try to patronize us. Ukwan Wakwatinamu. Now, no, I am a Juma. Who can walk a German walker? You don't show down, sit somewhere, and push solutions upon solutions with them without nobody going. Global mission means you strengthen us in the word of God and not in your favorite interpretations. Bible, no, you church, room, the A and the. We stay away from it. Global mission means you help us where we are. Help us in our situation. Don't try to come and rescue us. Don't try to come and get us away from that place. Hey, where the baby amutinyo? Where the come on your American visa and come on bar? Global mission means you are with us. You are within us. Abusia. Many churches are doing global mission. Churches are going out there doing global mission. I have a church. What's the name of the pastor? The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Adeboye. Pastor Adeboye in 2008 alone, 2008, had 14,000 churches, 5 million members in 2008. Oh. By this time, 2022, how many members do you think he has? He has more than 10 million members. He has more than 20,000 churches. In 2008, he was in 80 countries. Right now, we can count about more than 200 countries in which his churches are. Only because I read the mission statement of that church and I was happy. The first mission statement, the first line says, we want to make it to heaven. Yeah, per se, I call heaven. But I love the second line. The second line says, we want to take a lot of people with us as we are going to heaven. So do we do that? Is that in our heart? Yes, by the grace of God. The things that we are doing by the grace of God, we will make it to heaven. But are we going alone? Are we going alone? Remember, the mission of the devil is that the Bible has condemned the devil to die and be thrown into a lake of fire. And the mission of the devil is that he's taking a lot of people with him. That is why we are suffering. That is why we have a lot of persecution in the church. That is why people hate each other and all that. Only because we are fulfilling the mission of the devil. Even in marriages. What are we doing? Are we going with a lot of people? Abusia, the Church of Pentecost is also doing a mission. The Church of Pentecost, their motto for 2022 is equipping the church as an army to possess the nations. Equipping the church as an army to possess the nations. What are we doing? They are doing great things. Moderator and the General Assembly sat down and decided that we also want to do global mission. We also want to expand 1.5 million per mission, 1.5 million per. And no crown, I ain't doing. Hallelujah. Look, this man had what? 5 million members in 2008. Right now, we are crying for 1.5. It's all because of the attitude of you and I. It's all because we don't want to go out there and preach the word of God. I am waiting to see the very first Presbyterian Church of Ghana church that is being handled in the Spanish language. I'm waiting to see that. It's a dream that I've always been asking God, when, God, can I see this? That a Presbyterian Church of Ghana church that is being done fully in the Spanish language. When is it going to happen? It's only when we change our attitudes. Abusia, when these things happen in Ukraine, there is a Nigerian pastor in Ukraine who has 700 churches in Ukraine alone. But not the Church of Pentecost was in Ukraine. The Church of Pentecost is in Hungary. Ukraine, it was the Church of Pentecost that gave all the Ghanaians or all the Africans a place to sleep. They organized a bus for them, took them out of that place to a safe place, made sure that they got onto the train to Hungary. Even in Hungary, the Church of Pentecost has gone and taken, they have a lot of apartments that they have hired, that the church is paying every month. Only that these students who came from Ghana, who came from Nigeria, who came from all the sorts of Africa, all countries in Africa, would have a place to sleep. And guess what? These children are worshiping with them. As I'm talking to you, they are Presbyterian pastors' children who are there. Change of Pentecost. I mean, beside me, who said? And I pressed before we're here. Hallelujah. Around that whole area, Hungary, Ukraine, some area, the Church of Pentecost is there. Pressed before Beko Qatar. Pressed before Beko Dubai. Akwaya shopping. Hallelujah. But Presbyterians will not go to Dubai for mission. There is a Church of Pentecost in Dubai. It is growing. It is growing. I always see them on Facebook. The Church of Pentecost in Dubai. I keep asking myself, are there no Presbyterians in Dubai? Don't we also go to Dubai? Yes, Yankohwana. When is the church going to pump in money for missions like this? Hallelujah. Now, so I know for sure that a lot of great business men and women in Ghana are Presbyterians, and they have made their money because they go to Dubai and trade. Hallelujah. But they have not decided to go there for mission. The Church of Pentecost is in China. We have charismatic churches in China. They are growing, yes. It's a communist community, but yet they are growing. By the grace of Facebook, I watch all those churches because that's my heart. I love to see things like that. And I always ask myself, where are the Presbyterians? 1.5 in po, I am ding. Hallelujah. This is easy. 1.5. Now that you want me to cry, the church population, I'm here saying. Hallelujah. It's all because of us. I mean, our attitude will be your sober, your crown, and I assem. Now, young Topa, and I yes, say now, and I wait on your gun, and I wait. Oh, my God. The Bible says, let us go into the world. So, your gun, and knee, so your one knee, so your one knee. What no so young, I'm yesem. Hallelujah. That person might not be a Ghanaian, but that person also needs the word of God. Hallelujah. Physical missions are important. For some time now, it was getting away, but gradually it's coming back. Churches are investing into physical, missions. Churches, I don't see the budget. That says that we are budgeting, for global mission. Most of the Presbyterian churches that have gone, I don't see. Minti said, yeah, budget is General Assembly has it, but it comes down to the church, the individual. General Assembly has a budget that we are doing global mission, but how about the church in which we are? What is our budget? The churches are budgeting, helping people, training people to go out there and do mission. Do we have training resources to train people to go out there and do mission? Abusia, yawajumaya, yawajumaya. 1.5, the last time, meti, you know, I'm saying 1.2 and now 1.8 something. But this could have been so easy if we got into global mission. Nyami Adum, I was talking to the youth last week. Nyami Adum, social media ba, Let us use social media for global mission. Hallelujah. Let us use social media to go out in the world. Everybody is on Facebook. Everybody is on YouTube. Everybody is on WhatsApp. Me see, se se un call Germany cry WhatsApp adru Germany. Hallelujah. It is a WhatsApp video. Video now we send it. A WhatsApp video no. Se adru Germany ya. Argentina we WhatsApp Bible verse here. And with the woman I can with them. Why are you not sending out the Bible verses? Why are you not sending out the preaching? Why are you not sending out the, even when women's fellowship meet and they are discussing the Bible, men's fellowship meet and they are discussing the Bible, the youth, they meet and they are discussing the Bible, the church choir, when they are singing, why can't we project all that into the world? Why? What is stopping us? If we say, choir, you better who's as soon as Cynthia, not yet. Hallelujah. The Bible reading, John chapter 8, verses 12, tells us that the Bible says, whoever follows me, and until now, you're paying for it, you suggest that one Bible verse for us today. That whoever follows me, one can say that this person or that person who follows, he said, whoever. Into obi biara wote wa wakuma msa unyanya miyasem. So ye Indiani, so ye Jamaican, so ye, I was shocked to know during my research for this particular message that Jamaica holds one of the highest number of churches. How many times have we gone there for mission? How many times Jamaicans came down to Ghana and brought us the word of God? Some people sacrificed. How about us? Abusia. Messi se bibia mayani mwa. Enka Ukraine asemi. Ukraine asemi. I was wishing Senka at least the churches would gather some money. I sent money to them, to the Church of Pentecost over there. Sir, mo buami nyanumbi. And timpam cho. You can also do it with your finances. You have not gone there, but at least it was so dangerous to the extent that even the person, the taxi driver, Krana, over Freno. Say on the phone free baby, I'm free no. And phone call border now, phone cross border. You couldn't trust that taxi driver. That taxi driver, no so war banner. We no so trust you because on him say we are Russian, and we are Russian. So even to get a car, to even move from where you are to the border for you to cross and run away from the war, it was difficult. It was the Church of Pentecost that organized a bus to pick them up. At least we could have supported with the gas money. Hallelujah. I was saying for Yahweh Jumaye. The four corners of these walls are beautiful. But out there, there are many people that need the word of God. I had somebody connected from London, somebody connected somebody to Kenya. And the person sent me a picture of where they worship. Abusia. Na ye bahana se esi kura ni hani ye complaining. Hallelujah. Where they worship. And I was sad. Biasi. And na yabo bro nya dan yi. Se ni anagana ni yabo bro nya dan yi bi. Ni nyana be fo. Na mframaki tuwa bihu ni nyina be buwego. And he said, this is where we worship. So far we are 15 people. We need your help. Abusia, there's a lot that we need to do. Jesus is coming. Yesu ba. Abusia, nti se yanko ani yeko. Heaven house won. Manza yanko yanko. It's a big place. It's a beautiful place. So let us gather as many as we can and go with them. That is our mission. That is our mission. That we are gathering as many as we can. I have my my constitution in my bag. Abusia, let us gather as many as we can. Social media waho, Twitter waho. Let us develop our youth, train our youth. How the youth will use the social media to penetrate into what? The world and speak the word of God unto them. Let us find ways, creative ways, through which we are going to share the word of God to the world, Abusia. Jesus is coming. One real book I could do heaven, honor, no traveling. I said, ah, Minyan Kamika, I send which way, Minyan Kamika. I pray that it will not happen so. Jesus spoke again and said, whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness. There are many people that are walking in darkness. We have the light, we have Christ. Abusia, and Tiaka said, Unkwa no Jesus Christ, na yede. Why do you want to claim that you are the only person that have seen Jesus Christ? You are the only person that has the relationship with Jesus Christ. It will not gain you anything. Yes, you will gain salvation. But everything can. Anything there was when you know, for be tomorrow be. Many people are walking in darkness. Help people come out of darkness. Let us go out there and preach the word of God. There is protection when we come to Christ. We have protection. Why don't you think that you, somebody else also deserves that protection that you have? It is all been so, bamba, oh, yes, you bamba, oh, yes, you bibi was no hook a crab, yeah, no, I call for Bible, no, I can, no, I bomb, yeah, na, wakuma, do, it is sad, yeah, when soon, young, kunya, be, and yeah. We follow Christ because his divine presence is always with us. So everybody deserves to receive the divine presence of God. It is up to you and I to go out there and give it to them and make sure they receive it. Hallelujah. It means, how do we follow Christ? It means to be in the same way, to agree with him, to accompany him. Any yes to neko. Any yes to neko sa kwen. Any yes to neko sa say. He's with us. Every step of the way, he's with us. We follow him because we are the redeemed. And the redeemed causes other people to be redeemed. We follow him because he first led us. And he will lead us through in the name of Jesus. No matter how difficult it is, no matter how tough it is, he will lead us through. In the name of Jesus, he will lead us through. Abusia, Mesu obeyo, he will lead us through. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying so much that the vision of our wonderful moderator to establish churches in the whole world will come to pass. It is my prayer that the 1.5 will be multiplied to 3 million, that we will gather more people. Inti fanese, fanese, Abusia, nipado duwa wo biasini na. Yen yang kupon, your dear my and say, press before Presbyterians, Monfa nipa 1.5 million, Emra Heavena. I was your baby's own, so woman nipa send out your mako. O dear, come on saying. Young fanny say, your papa needs to do more, deba to your name, say, Yamenaka such and say, if you are seeing the penny in our Presbyterians, Miss Ramos, a mom, mammy nipa 1.5 million. Yes, Christ are this ready. The plea of Jesus Christ is that Presbyterians, please just grant me 1.5 million people in heaven. Oh, Abusia, what are we doing? Can't we do this? That's all he's asking for. We can do more than that because he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can dream or think of. In the name of Jesus, I charge you today that let us go out there and preach the word of God. I have a friend. I want to end with this. I have a friend who is a Spanish guy. He always comes to my house and he does mission and I love him so much. And he's the one that goes out there, loves to go and preach.
And one day, he went to preach the word of God to somebody. And I'm telling you this as a testimony. Madame Funosunwa, I told say, Ojo, this man was like twice me. And he was going to preach the word of God to him. Guess what? The man pulled a gun. Pulled a gun and put it on the heart of my friend. Put it on my friend's heart.
To the glory of the Lord. When he pulled the trigger, it didn't work. I said, he pulled the trigger. Who's the higher? He pulled the trigger, but it didn't work. And that day, that guy changed to Christ. Because he doesn't know why it didn't work. I was Worcester here downtown. He pulled the trigger. It didn't work. The guy doesn't know why the gun didn't work. So he threw the gun out down and knelt down. My friend prayed for him. I was saying, can't we do this? He said, Kojo, I was scared. But the power of God was with me. And I said, yes. I was saying, may that same power be with you. As you go out there, may the strength of God be with you.
And she said, Yesu somo bua, yewakani. If you love Jesus so much, this is what he has said. Go out there and preach my word. Go out there and let people receive my word and baptize them. Do it for Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.